Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 88. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of thunderstorms tonight, lows level off around 69. Cloudy skies expected. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 68.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. With wheat harvest happening across the state of Kansas, the Kansas Highway Patrol is reminding drivers to take extra caution and patience with this time, with the traveling around of farm trucks, tractors, combines, and other implements that may be on the road. In a statement from Candace Brashears, the Kansas Highway Patrol captain, she said, quote, with the wheat harvest season beginning, you'll see heavy farm implement and truck trafficking moving in and out of Kansas wheat fields and onto Kansas roadways. It's important to remember that traveling around these vehicles requires extra caution. By taking your time and giving farm and heavy equipment plenty of room on the roadways, you can ensure that yourself, your loved ones, and your Kansas farmers all make it home safely. The Kansas Highway Patrol is reminding of numerous tips, including not assuming that a farmer knows that you are there on the road, to pass with extreme caution around some of the equipment, and when a farm vehicle pulls to the right side of the road, it does not mean it's turning right or allowing you to pass.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join the award-winning Fox Kansas News team, the first on the air with world, state, and local news from the Wichita area you can trust. Get the first forecast of the night with accurate information to help you prepare for the day tomorrow. And stay up to date with the first sports scores from throughout the day for your favorite teams. Get all the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
Have you noticed that the number of box stores that sell bed mattresses is dwindling? There's a reason why people that dip their toes into the water of bed mattresses end up buying at Derby Mattress of Derby. Lower everyday prices that beat the box store sales prices every day. Also, Derby Mattress is the only store in town that has natural organic latex with no man-made foams, as well as two-sided mattresses. For everyday low prices, go to Derby Mattress at 105 South Baltimore in Derby today.
With the special legislative session coming up on Tuesday for legislators, Kansas lawmakers say they are prepping for that special session to talk about state tax plans after Governor Laura Kelly ended up vetoing three different tax bills throughout the session. According to legislative leaders, they say they have been working at the state house and talking to numerous different legislators to get a deal done, but seem to be stuck on a few different details. As they say, lawmakers have gone back and forth on different bills that would reduce taxes in recent months, for they say they are focusing on issues that the governor called for, including the cut of taxes on Social Security recipients, tax cuts on property taxes, and other issues. Republican leaders say they still want to address income tax rates in the state, saying that they are some of the highest in the Mid-America region, wanting to go to a two-tiered tax system instead of three tax brackets, while Governor Kelly says that that would be unsustainable for the state while we sit on $3 billion of a surplus within the state of Kansas. Legislative special session set for Tuesday. Mid-America Network News.
Start summer with savings on Michelin tires at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Now through June 30th, get up to $80 via reward card or virtual prepaid card with online submission. With qualifying purchase of four new Michelin passenger or light truck tires totaling $900 or more. Full details online at MichelinMan.com. Offer expires June 30th, void where prohibited. Check out the reward card savings on Michelin tires now at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Hurry in today.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Whether it's applied in a cornfield or the nation's dairy barns, precision technology is reshaping the ag industry for the better. Hosting Association USA's Bob Severa.
From genomic technology to robotic milking systems, electronic identification tags to activity monitors, innovation is everywhere in the dairy business today. Progress made over the past decade has been remarkable. Just ask Dr. Jason Osterstock. He's vice president of precision animal health for Zoetis.
It's hard to anticipate where we are today. I think one of the things for me as a scientist, the way we thought we would utilize the technology in 2010, it's completely different than how we're leveraging it today.
And that's a look at your Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
We're sorry. All circuits are busy now. Please try your call again later.
We all know living in rural communities, it's difficult to rely on your cell phone reception. So don't rely on that same connection for your home internet. 5G is fine for your cell phone alone, but if you want a reliable home internet connection with the fastest symmetrical speeds, Blue Valley Technologies fiber internet service is your solution. Visit bluevalley.net/yfiber.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The annual Washington County Rodeo is this Friday and Saturday evenings at the Washington County Fairgrounds Arena.
We have our Broken Spoke Clydesdales as our opening act, and then we go into rodeo events with mutton busting in there. The rodeo itself starts at 7:30. There'll be bareback, bronc, bulls, burros, team roping, calf roping, and breakaway. And then we're doing mutton busting both nights, and we're taking the first 10 kids, and they've got to be ages 3 to 7 years old. We brought back the businessman steer riding competition on Friday night. And then Saturday night, we are doing ranch bronc. Ranch bronc is basically your everyday cowboy. You're going to use a regular horned saddle instead of an association saddle. They actually can hold on to the saddle, unlike in the saddle bronc where you cannot. And you're going to get turned out of the buck and shoot on the bronc, and the best rider wins it.
The event has grown over the years. Todd Lindquist is among Saddle Club volunteers.
The competitors are going to come from all over the state of Kansas because we are the Central Plains Rodeo Association sanctioned. Kansas, Nebraska, some Missouri, some Oklahoma. But, yeah, and we'll have a few local guys riding. This year we are dedicating the rodeo to Midwest Products and the J. Hawley family for 51 years of support for our local rodeo.
Tickets will be available at the gate both Friday and Saturday evenings for the 7 p.m. performances at the Washington County Rodeo. Full details on the Washington County Rodeo-Kansas Facebook page. Blue Rapids Community Action Team and Blue Rapids Public Library will host a free movie Under the Stars Friday evening, 9 p.m. on the square. Bring lawn chairs or blankets. They'll show the movie Sandlot. Marshall County Habitat for Humanity will work on the John and Amber Schreiner home south of Frankfort again Saturday. They're seeking any and all volunteers. Come and go as time allows. All skill levels welcome. The home's at 2236 Bobcat Lane south of Frankfort. Work begins Saturday, 8 a.m. For information, contact Robin Rose, 785-556-2040. Some 800 riders with Bike Across Kansas roughly doubled the population of Frankfort overnight Thursday, continuing a statewide west-east journey that started this year at Tribune on the Colorado border. Departing Concordia as early as 6 a.m. yesterday, the first riders into Frankfort arrived mid-morning, with the final delegation coming in nearly 12 hours later. Stops in Barnes and Blue Rapids en route were set up, and many resided in a field of tents outside the high school in Frankfort, which doubled as a shower and changing facility. Friday takes the group through Marshall and Nemaha counties en route to Holton for a final overnight stop before concluding the tour in Atchison Saturday. Our public affairs guest this weekend is Ryan Kern, the new Washington County Economic Development Tourism Director. Join the conversation Saturday morning, 7:10 on KNDY. National Pony Express Reride leaves St. Joe Monday afternoon. Riders and horses with the Pony Express Association will carry commemorative letters and personal mail by horse and rider relays from the Missouri River to the Sacramento River. Passing through Seneca around 2 a.m. Tuesday, riders will pass Summit at Highway 99 about 5:30 a.m., arriving in Marysville Tuesday about 9 a.m., with departure planned at 9:15. In Washington County Tuesday morning at the Hollenburg Station, northeast of Hanover at 11:30, then continuing on to the Tri-County marker on the Kansas-Nebraska state line at 12:30. The route will be over the Pony Express National Historic Trail with 600 riders from 8 state divisions and relays of 1 to 5 miles each. Information and updates online at nationalponyexpress.org. A welcome and breakfast is planned Tuesday morning at the Pony Express Barn in downtown Marysville. Public is welcome. Serving begins at 7 a.m. Again, the horses to arrive at around 9 in Marysville Tuesday. Richard F. Stunger, age 67, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. A celebration of life service is planned Saturday, 11 a.m. at his home, 701 South 7th Street in Marysville. Private interment at a later date, with the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Richard Stunger. Memorial service for Richard D. Smith, age 63, of Topeka, who passed away May 23rd, is planned Monday, June 17th, 11 a.m. at the Meriden United Methodist Church. Burial at 3 p.m. Monday at the Marysville City Cemetery, with Kinsley's of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Richard Smith. Jeffrey L. Jeff Garrels, age 54, of Wymore, passed away June 11th. Graveside celebration of life services planned Thursday, 11 a.m. at the Blue Springs Cemetery, with visitation Wednesday from 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Jeff Garrels.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid-80s and lower 90s. Some showers and thunderstorms are likely overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Southeast winds around 10 miles per hour and gusting as high as 25. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible into Saturday, otherwise sunny and breezy with our highs in the lower to mid-90s. Southeast winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Some scattered showers may continue into Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. South winds around 15 and gusting as high as 30. Some rain showers possible early on Sunday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 90s. South winds around 15 and gusting as high as 30. Then mostly clear skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid 70s. South winds still around 15 and gusting as high as 30. Sunshine into Monday with our highs in the lower to upper 90s. South winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. And clear skies throughout Monday night with our lows in the lower to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-June 86, record high on this date 104, the average low 64, and the record low 45. Sunset this evening 8:55, sunrise in the morning at 6:01. It's 69 with sunshine this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday the 14th of June. KNDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are currently hiring cement truck drivers with a Class A or B CDL license. While experience is preferred, they welcome enthusiastic candidates who are willing to learn. This is a full-time position with a guaranteed 40 hours a week and comes with paid employee health insurance and a comprehensive benefits package. Interested candidates can pick up an application at either of their locations or call 785-336-3511 for more information. Join Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix in delivering quality concrete to Marshall and Nemaha counties.
From ABC Sports, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Stanley Cup Final shifts from South Florida to Edmonton for Game 3 tonight. The Oilers trailing the Panthers 2-0. Edmonton head coach Chris Knobloch says they need more from their role players if they want to get back into the series.
We have a lot of good quality players in our depth positions that have not been producing offensively as much as they have in the regular season. I think there's more that they can give.
The Oilers managed just one goal in the first two games. Afternoon baseball, the Braves avoided a sweep in Baltimore, beating the Orioles 6-3.
0-1 smacked out towards right center, splitting the gap. That'll roll all the way to the wall. It drives in two runs.
On WCNN. Meanwhile, the Tigers down the Nationals 7-2. On the schedule this evening, a good pitching matchup as the Phillies send Aaron Nola to the mound against the Red Sox at Fenway. Boston counters with Tanner Houck. Also in action, the A's visit the Twins, the Rays host the Cubs, the Dodgers battle the Rangers, and the Mariners go for a four-game sweep of the White Sox. NBA, the Lakers will reportedly interview J.J. Redick for their head coaching job this weekend. Redick is an ESPN NBA analyst and a 15-year veteran of the league. Football news, the Falcons have forfeited a fifth-round pick in next year's draft and were fined $250,000 for tampering related to the signing of quarterback Kirk Cousins and others. And golf, the first round of the U.S. Open got going today in Pinehurst, North Carolina. Patrick Cantlay is the leader in the clubhouse at 5-under. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC Sports.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 7-6, visit staples.com/print for details.
With Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal, you can get your choice of a sausage or bacon, egg, and cheese English muffin with small seasoned potatoes.
And with all that for just $3, it really is a proper breakfast, wouldn't you say? Huh? With a light and fluffy toasted English muffin and crispy seasoned potatoes. Go on, Catherine, give it a go.
Okay. Jolly good morning.
Ah, close, love. Grab a proper breakfast with Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal for a limited time.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Select to request English muffin deal to obtain discount. Not valid for all a card or combo orders. Single item at regular price. Prices are higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Don't wait around to book catering for your next event. Whether it be a wedding, family, or company get-together, let Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville serve you. Pulled pork, honeyed hams, roast beef, whatever makes your taste buds happy. Dates are filling fast, so contact Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville, your catering headquarters.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stocks closed mixed as two of the indices continue to hit new benchmarks. The NASDAQ rose 59 points, the S&P added 13, both closing at record highs, while the Dow fell 66 points. The Supreme Court sided with Starbucks in its ongoing labor disputes with some of its coffee houses. The justices rejected a National Labor Relations Board rule that some efforts are using in order to unionize. We got a third look at inflation this week, the Producer Price Index, which measures prices at the wholesale level before they reach consumers. They fell 0.2% in May. President Biden has chosen a new head of the FDIC. He's expected to nominate Christy Goldsmith Romero to replace Martin Greenberg. He's stepping down after an independent report found allegations of workplace abuse within the agency. The number of Americans filing first-time unemployment claims hit a 10-month high last week. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
If you're mechanically inclined and like working with your hands, like seeing a finished product, Landall in Marysville is looking for you. Currently hiring welders, assembly, paint, material handlers, fabrication, maintenance, and over-the-road drivers. Competitive wages, $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus based on your gross weekly wage, excellent benefits package including comprehensive health and life insurance, paid time off and holidays, gas allowance to drive to work, and profit sharing. Apply online at Landall.com today or phone 785-562-5381. EEO Vets and Disability, welcome.
Good Friday morning. Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And it is Friday morning, and at these times, we check in with the latest Stackline report with Larry Stackline. What's the latest, Larry?
778.2 million bushels of corn shipped to Mexico. 548.6 last year. Mexico, I've got a map right here in front of me that shows Mexico, 90% of the country is in major drought, and especially in the corn producing areas. So 42% of U.S. corn shipments have been heading to Mexico, and they have a new president. It's a lady that is really cool to America. I think we're going to get along great with her from what I read a little bit here and there. And if that's the case, just enhances our opportunity, friends, to ship them a little bit more corn. What about the rest of the world? Well, needless to say, the wheat market has been kind of held up strong by none other than Russia. They've got a drought going on, and I don't think it's been broken at all yet. Hard to get information out of there that's truthful, so I can't tell you for sure, but we can guess from what we see. And that means that this old wheat market could hang in there pretty good. We've got a crop that I think is average to a little bit better in Kansas. It'll be interesting to see what the total numbers are, but I doubt that we're going to bust the bend because of weather. We had more freeze damage. We've had more hail. We've had more drought. We've had a lot of things happen to this crop itself. And don't forget, it has 9 lives, and that's helped a bunch. It's helped me, no doubt about that. But I got to tell you, I wonder what this crop's going to total when we get all said and done. I'll let you know. So stay tuned.
Save big with 20% off all in stock leather boots and shoes at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville during their annual Father's Day boot sale through Sunday. Brands include Durango, Double H, Wolverine, Twisted X, Tony Lama, Keen, Ariat, Justin, Danner, Timberland Pro, and Red Wing Shoes. Sale limited to styles in stock, regular price boots only, 20% off through Sunday at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, open Monday through Friday 8-7, Saturday 8-6, Sunday 12:30 till 5.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. K-State Extension entomologist advises Kansas growers to rotate to a new corn hybrid or even an entirely different crop to treat a corn rootworm infestation. Anthony Zukoff provides background information on corn rootworm and how they specifically affect fields.
Corn rootworm is a major pest of continuous corn production pretty much anywhere corn is grown in the United States, including Kansas. The corn rootworm itself, the adults are small, dark beetles that you could find in cornfields. But the major damaging stage of this pest is the below-ground grubs. So corn rootworm larvae exist below ground, and they feed on corn roots and damage them pretty heavily in some cases. And this will stop the plants from taking up nutrients and water very well. It'll cause plants to lodge and just overall really hit yield pretty bad.
He says knowing the corn rootworm's hatching period can help combat them. Additionally, Zukoff mentions the importance of scouting and checking corn root balls.
You can use degree day calculations to estimate the timing of the eggs hatching below ground in cornfields. And so right now, egg hatch is underway pretty much across the entire state. In the southern half of Kansas, hatching is a bit further ahead because there's more degree days accumulated in the soil. And so those eggs are getting close to peak hatch in the southern half of the state, which is about 680 to 780 degree day accumulations. A week or two after that, get out in your field, dig a bunch of plants and wash the root balls off and just get an eye for what kind of damage you're seeing in the roots. So if you're using a BT hybrid that should be controlling and preventing root damage and you're seeing a lot of corn rootworm feeding damage, that might be an indication that next season you should rotate to a different BT hybrid if you're in a continuous corn production system.
Zukoff discusses another measure that producers can take in limiting the amount of corn rootworms in their fields.
Crop rotation is the best way to control corn rootworm. So rotating out of corn to something else like soybean or anything really, when those eggs hatch that next season, the larvae are going to die because they're only feeding on corn roots. They can only develop on corn root systems. So by rotating, you're effectively eliminating that population that season. And then after that, if you rotate back to corn, you should not have any problems. So it's important to remember that corn rootworms are a pest of continuous corn systems. And systems where you're rotating out of corn, corn rootworm is not a problem.
That was Anthony Zukoff, K-State Extension entomologist, on how to reduce the corn rootworm population in fields this time of year. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Need a bull? Leuenberger in Waterville still has 5 dependable Simmangus bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. These feature a good disposition with hybrid vigor and strong growth, and traits include calving ease. Call today. Don't miss out. Leuenberger at Waterville, phone 785-268-0647.
What is the best way to soothe a sunburn? We will share some time-tested remedies today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, June 14th. Flag Day is the 166th day of the year. Tennis player Steffi Graf is celebrating a birthday, and in 1965, Paul McCartney was in the studio recording Yesterday. We've been looking into the Almanac archives for advice on soothing a sunburn. Here are some remedies that might come in handy this summer. As far back as 1898, we recommend bathing the affected area with buttermilk. It's still one of the most suggested natural treatments today, often with recommendations to mix with tomato juice. Grated potatoes may help. The starch is said to soothe and cool the burn. Some people swear by a bath with green tea, lavender oil, or apple cider vinegar. Just remember not to experiment on blistered or broken skin. See a doctor for severe burns. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Ride into summer savings with Crown Over Auto Sales in Marysville. A full selection ready to cruise in style. Be the envy of the neighborhood with your new ride setting in the driveway. Open 7 days a week with new arrivals daily. Visit crownoverautosales.com or stop by today and hit the road in style.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 69 degrees and a few degrees cooler today, 90 with that rain Saturday into Sunday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, high school basketball across the state may be over for the 2024 year, but according to the Kansas High School Activities Association, they say they've been working on changes in what playoffs may look like here in just a couple years for the 2026 season. As KSNT News reports, the announcement came from Keisha as of yesterday, saying that state basketball playoffs will move to a total of four different host sites starting in March of 2026. According to Keisha, in past years, and including for the upcoming 2025 season, they say the seven classes of playoffs will be played at seven different locations across the state, but they say they are looking forward to the consolidation moving forward. So far, details have not been provided on what facilities will be playing some of the host sites for all the divisions across the state. In baseball, the Royals stopped from getting swept in their four-game series against the Yankees, winning Game 4 with a 4-3 victory. They're now set to take on the Dodgers tonight at 9 p.m.
Kansas State basketball from a rocking Grambling Coliseum.
Bobcat fans, 2024 K-State men's basketball season tickets are on sale now.
Drops it up for Gassan!
Prices start at less than $15 per game to see all the action.
Kansas State in this building is the best in the Big 12.
Order or renew your men's basketball season tickets today by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com.
How about the Wildcats?
K-State fans, All-American Ayoka Lee and the Wildcats are ready to defend Bramlage again this season.
Projected by Lee, a triple team, she'll score and one.
Secure your 2024-25 K-State women's basketball season tickets now to see your preseason top 15 Cats.
It is a sold-out crowd. It's electric in here.
Order or renew your K-State women's basketball season tickets today by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
Now showing at the Astro 3 Theater, Inside Out 2, rated PG, showing Friday and Saturday 7 and 9 p.m., Sunday 2 and 7, and Monday through Thursday at 7 o'clock. Bad Boys Ride or Die, rated R, showing Friday and Saturday 7 and 9:15, Sunday 2 and 7, and Monday through Thursday at 7 o'clock. And finally, Unsung Hero, rated PG, showing Friday and Saturday 7 and 9:15, Sunday 2 and 7, and Monday through Thursday at 7 o'clock.
With gas prices this high, you could use something free. Stop by CJ Express in Marysville and Frankfort every Friday for a free 32-ounce fountain drink with the purchase of 8 or more gallons of fuel.
KNDY.